You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and you are tuned into the Blissful Living Show, where we focus on wellness, wisdom, and wealth, elevating lives, motivating and inspiring action, and of course, laying down some fabulous groundwork to do that as the guests share lots of nuggets of gold with regards to how we can elevate our wellness, wisdom, and wealth, being unstoppable, fierce, and fearless at the same time. So today's show is going to be a little different because I have two phenomenal guests on with us, and we're going to talk about some things with regards to being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, turning your passion into your purpose and your purpose into your profit. And so hang tight. I'm going to tell you about them. But before we get started, I also want to mention that we have an upcoming virtual summit called the Unstoppable Woman Summit. Again, turning your passion into your purpose while being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And heaven knows that we need our women around, not just the United States, but around the world to unite, because we need to do some things to change what's going on. And it's only gonna be done if we women unite and do it together and tackle the issues that we have so that we can make the world a better place. So the Unstoppable Woman Summit is a virtual summit that's happening October 17th, and there'll be more information with regards to how you can get free access to hearing these two ladies share a wealth of information when it comes to their specific expertise and how you can do that being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. So stay tuned for that information. And then I want to thank our phenomenal sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. Again, if you want more information about the Unstoppable Woman Summit, the live or the virtual event, you can go to that website and find out information with regards to the summit and get everything you need to access what we have coming in store for you. And then I want to thank our other sponsors, All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business going on 31 years. They've survived every economy that we've had in the last 31 years, and they're still killing it in the game of telecommunications installation, even during the time period that we're in right now. They're still thriving. And so it's because I think of their 30-year history. Their customers, a lot of them have been with them for over 25 years, and they are the experts when it comes to voice data, fiber optic cabling, installation, access, wireless points, audio, video, you name it, passenger information, display signs, whatever you need with regards to telecommunications and the network distribution or the backbone of how you communicate with your customers today. You want to check out alldaycableinc.com, and there you have it. So let me tell you a little bit about our first guest, and it's Dr. Kenya Nuru Dennis. Now, let me tell you about this phenomenal lady. She's a sociologist and a criminologist, educator, trainer, evaluator, and researcher specializing in demographic and cultural factors contributing to identities and experiences, including race and ethnicity, gender, sexuality, religion, and mental physical condition. Such variances is essential for health, education, employment, community engagement, police, law enforcement, and the structure and operation of every school, business, and organization. In addition to trainings and community involvement, Dr. Dennis conducts organizational evaluations, assessments, and improvements with work that has local and national influence. And Dr. Dennis is a social community activist and collaborates with local and national community-focused organizations. Now, she was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, And Dr. Dennis lived in Raleigh, North Carolina for 8 years while completing her doctorate. Lived in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for 9 years as a college faculty. And she currently resides in the Baltimore, Maryland area. So that's our first guest. And that's how we're going to bring it to you all listening to the show today. Now, the next guest, let me tell you about this powerhouse lady. Dr. Katrina, I'm sorry, I'm giving you a doctor title. So you've just been an honorary, you've just been blessed as an honorary doctor, Dr. Katrina now. Oh my God, from the Blissful Living Show, from the Queen of Feeling Fabulous. I guess I can do that since I am the queen. But anyways, let me tell you all listening. Katrina Reese is the CEO and founder of Katrina Reese LLC. Work-life balance coach, speaker, and facilitator, Katrina Reese is becoming one of the nation's sought-out coaches on work-life balance, empowerment, and personal development and coaching of business. Katrina has toured with SHE Women's Conference Tour, sponsored by 2SSR Records, discussing how to birth your God-given destiny. She has been a part of various conferences in which focus on time management, learning to balance home and work, and she loves helping others break out of the ordinary into extraordinary. Katrina works with groups and individuals to apply tools to have a work-life balance that reduces stress and long-term burnout. Wow. She works with the branding, she works with branding entrepreneurs who look for next level elevation in their business. Now, here's something else you need to know about, Ms. Katrina. Based in Charlotte, North Carolina, she is a recording artist, songwriter, and anointed psalmist. She is a licensed and ordained preacher, certified life coach, professional development coach, business coach, wedding consultant, publisher, motivational speaker, author, conference, and workshop facilitator, and talk show host. But most of all, she is a daughter of the King and servant of God's people. And so there we have it. We have the phenomenal ladies that I'm going to be having a nice conversation with today. And so, ladies, first of all, I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Blissful Living. How are you ladies doing today?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Doing phenomenal. Good. Thank you so much, Rochelle.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. And like I said, to the listeners, this is powerhouse. But here's another thing I want to say to the listeners, and I should have did this earlier. Find a place to sit and relax for a few minutes. Take some time out of the day for yourself. Get you something to write with, pad, pen, pencil, whatever. Your favorite beverage, whether it be a glass of water, cup of tea, coffee, glass of wine, whatever it is, and take the next few minutes for yourself, because you probably are, one, going to take some notes, because I know these ladies are going to drop some nuggets of gold on us that I think is going to elevate all our lives moving forward after you hear this podcast. And it's just a nice way to, like, just take some time for yourself out of your day and focus on you for just a few minutes. And I'm sure your family can, I'm sure they can handle not having you at their beck and call for the next few minutes while you love and just nurture yourself so you can step into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. So, okay, ladies, I want to just, first of all, say thank you for being guests, and also thank you for saying yes, to being speakers, at the Unstoppable Women's Summit that we're planning on having live in Washington, D.C., September 12th, however, COVID had a different agenda for us, and so it's going to be postponed until next year. But also saying yes to be participants in the virtual summit for the Unstoppable Woman Summit, because I think people need to hear what you ladies have to say. So I first of all want to start with you, Dr. Kimya. I want to start with you and ask you with regards to, obviously, me introducing you and reading your bio, you are definitely a fearless and unstoppable woman. And I want to ask you with regards to particularly what's going on in our society today and your wealth of expertise and knowledge behind some of the things I mentioned with regards to race and ethnicity and gender. What is one thing that you can share with the listeners out there right now with regards to how we can elevate ourselves during the time period that we're facing with all the stuff that we're hearing in the news with regards to race and ethnicity and racial equality. What is one thing, based on your expertise, wisdom, and knowledge, that we can do to help not only elevate our lives, but to elevate us coming together so that change can happen and we can all step into being fearless?
Oh, okay. Well, first and foremost, I'm an activist. And I first want people to stop acting shocked at what's happening, because as Black people, we need to stop using an apologetic tone for everything. And that includes Native Americans. We're talking about white supremacy, white dominance for 528 years, 401 years of the harm caused to Black people in every system and every institution, organization, United States of America, and the Western Hemisphere. So the first step to healing is for people to stop acting shocked. And so with the work that I do, when I created 365 Diversity, it's based on that. My motto is not in the typical diversity training and discuss diversity daily. So when I say not your typical diversity training, I start off by telling people, this is not a spot where you can come in with nonsense. You've got other diversity sensibilities. You want to sit around pretending that you ain't know about the bad stuff in history and all that stuff. In my spaces, we got to have honest dialogue, talk about the realities that are not captured in these white-created history books and these white-created history classes and all that stuff. Because if we're talking about self-healing, honesty is the first thing that has to happen. I also specialize in Black health, Black mental health, addressing forms of Black suicide. I believe in dismantling police departments and all that stuff in various ways. And so I tell people, if we're really talking about self-healing, you got to have that discussion that's uncomfortable. I don't believe in any form of censorship. I don't believe in any sort of accommodating the power majority to make sure they're comfortable. And so whenever people talk about self-healing, you got to say, you can't just be in support of the Black Lives Matter protests and then you go on back business as usual when you go to school and go to work.
Right,
you know,
right.
The harm is happening everywhere. You know,
it is.
It's happening everywhere. So
it is. It's amazing. It really is amazing, because I like what you said when you opened up with regards to what's going on. And the listeners, you need to know that in order to really be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, like Dr. Kenya is saying, you actually need to be really honest with yourself. Because if you keep lying to yourself, if you keep sugarcoating what's going on, or it's not that bad, or whatever it is, and I don't care what race you are that's listening to this, there will be no healing if you keep lying to yourself. That's like saying you have a wound on your arm and the wound is infected, but you keep saying, oh, it looks like it's getting better, and pretty soon this wound's infected and now your arm is filled with gangrene and about to fall off, but oh, it keeps getting better. You keep denying it until you can't deny it any longer, and there's something that's got to be done. And that's exactly what's happening. People are tired of the sugarcoating and walking the straight narrow when these injustices, not only do they keep happening, they keep happening in worse and worse ways. And so thank you for sharing that.
I don't think people are really tired, though, of it. I think that we got to be honest about humans for thousands of years. Humans are really good at bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect at hiding facts. And humans are wonderful liars, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
People in general are not tired of the bullshit. They're tired of a particular type of bullshit. So
right.
They might be mad at police brutality and police force, but then they go home every day and there's plenty of bullshit at the house. So
right.
That's why I tell people, I believe in deal breakers. And for me, deal breakers means everybody in the world needs to know that I don't need them if they're going to act a fool.
Right.
So,
I think, again, that's, great information. again, it's all fall under that category of being honest, right? It's just the whole aspect of honesty. It really does have to start with yourself. You can't be honest if you're not even honest with yourself. So it really does have to start with yourself. And, you know, trying to sugarcoat things and say things are that bad, or I didn't know that was, you know, you were going through that or whatever the case. It was kind of funny because last night I was having a conversation with my daughter and we were talking about hair and, just how we've both been like, people come up and, you know, they want to touch your hair and, you know, and they think that's okay. That they think that's okay, whether my hair is, you know, perm, pressed, straight, curly, whatever. They think that is okay. And then the next question is, oh, And it's funny because both me and my daughter have experiences. Oh, is that your real hair? Now, okay, they don't see that as like a racial type of thing, but it is. We don't go up to people like that and say, you know, touch their hair. Oh, is that your real hair? Or, you know your hair? You know what I'm saying? But it's the little subtle things like that people don't even realize. Or the fact, oh, well, I have one black friend. Oh, I have two black friends. We don't, people of color don't say I have, you know, 300 white friends, 200 Asian, and 5, you know, we don't categorize our friends that way. But they don't understand that it's the simple little things like that's been used forever, and they think it's okay. It's not okay. The other thing is like, it's almost like, you know how people say, like, they see someone that's thin, oh, you're so thin, or you're so skinny. But of course, nobody would ever tell somebody that's gained weight, oh, girl, you put on some pounds. You so fat. What happened? Nobody would ever say that.
Unfortunately, a lot of people do, like in black communities, it's very common for people to be ashamed of whether they're too skinny or they're gaining weight. Black folks tend to have a very harsh way of teaching a lesson or forcing change. And so when we talk about black mental health and black physical health, that's one thing that I also do is address how we as a people oftentimes have issues because we're so accustomed to being taught that everybody else's opinion has to matter.
And right, especially in our own culture.
Yeah, and so I encourage people to, as we grown, you know, especially when you become grown, you got to let grandma and uncles and everybody know that their opinion doesn't matter. Yes, they'll say they don't want you around the house no more. And that's when you get your own house. And this that's things we have to challenge about our cultures as well, because when we're talking about injustice, it's not only white people doing this. We also perpetuate
it happens within our own community, and I've experienced it a lot growing up in my lifetime. And, you know, it is what it is, but again, it all goes back to being honest and putting it out there and being honest with ourselves, not only as our own community, but as we try to get things to change for the good of our whole society of communities. I think that we need to start with honesty. Now, I want to have why do I keep calling you Dr. Katrina? But I guess, like I said, I've just changed you to be a doctor today. Katrina, I want to get your take on with regards to what you do and your wealth of experience with regards to just balancing life and releasing the stress and the burnout. When it comes to being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, what is something that you would like to share with the listeners with regards to reducing stress and balancing our life as we go through this time period in this year, this phenomenally, special year that we're all going through right now. What would you say to our listeners as a nugget of gold that you would like to share with them?
Well, again, thank you, Rochelle, for this opportunity. And evidently, I must need to go back to school and get my doctorate. you prophesied over me. But one of the biggest things that I would say during this unprecedented time, because that's what we hear everybody say, just a little bit about myself. When I was growing up, and I can relate to definitely what Dr. Kimwa was saying about, you know, the colorism and then about us understanding who we are and being honest about if you're light skin, dark skin. You know, I heard you say before that you also had an opportunity to, discuss that with people, and you've been shunned upon and all that kind of stuff. And that's one of the things that I had that on my show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about colorism. But one of the things that I try to talk to, I coach a lot of women, and I'm a marriage counselor and all of that. But my biggest thing that I try to get my couples and my clients to understand, and just anybody, that you can have your cake and eat it too. It's all about how you organize your time. It's all about what you make a priority. And for me, because I started out being a gospel singer, traveling and doing all that kind of stuff, and then God began to open up other avenues once I said, you know what, I really feel like God is calling me to do more in the world, to make a difference. So all these other things began to pop out, all these other gifts with the publishing and with the wedding and all the other stuff. And then I was like, okay, how am I going to manage this? And that's one of the biggest things that we don't understand. If we make managing our time a priority and make ourselves a priority, we as women, I think one of the biggest things that, you know, I'll be 58. So one of the things that when I grew up, I always saw my mother doing so much for everybody else. But then when it came to her, she ran out
of time at the end of the day.
Yes. So we were always taught that we put everybody before us, and then we're last. But now that has shifted. Self-care is not a bad word anymore. Self-care is what you need to do in order to be able to preserve yourself, in order to be able to give to others. And I think people miss that. Now, I want to say this, and I don't want to offend anybody, but when you think back in the Bible, when Jesus went to the garden, and that's what he did. He had that time just to himself, just to sit down and to absorb and be alone. Even though he asked two of the disciples to, you know, watch and be on guard, but still, that was about self-preservation. That was about getting that alone time, taking that time for yourself. And I think as women and men, we forget that. We feel like that we have to be doing everything. And then when it comes to really looking at ourselves and taking care of ourselves, we make ourselves last. So that's my goal. That's why I'm so passionate about time management, because I used to be one of those people where I felt I got to do this for everybody else. And then at the end of the day, you know what? I end up suffering. I've got three stents. Oh, I ran into the health issue of putting everybody else first, not taking care of myself, not eating properly, not exercising, not sleeping, because I felt like everybody was priority. And then I had to realize, no, in order for me to take care of me and everybody else, I've got to make me first.
I love it. I have been preaching that as a healthcare, as a registered nurse practitioner for 30 years. And again, people don't understand sometimes that it's not selfish to put yourself first. I always say you got to put yourself first and take care of yourself first so that you can be there and be available for those that you love and care about, those that depend upon you. So that's number one. I worked in an area of medicine that was, I saw the good, the bad, and the very, very, very ugly. And so, it's behooving to me. And as you notice, when I opened up the show, I specifically said, this is a time for you to take some few moments out today for yourself. Get comfortable. If you want to write the nuggets of gold down, great. If you just want to have your favorite beverage and just chill and listen to the conversation, that's great too. But take some time out of the day for yourself, because that allows you to reset, rebalance, so that you can do what you need to do for those that you love and care about. I mean, I have two businesses. I raise four kids. I've been doing all kind of stuff, sat on all kind of nonprofit boards and all kind of stuff. But I never, ever, never, ever neglected to take care of myself first, because I know the importance of my mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health and well-being. And without any of that, I cannot be the fierce, fearless, and unstoppable woman that I'm meant to be and do what I'm meant to do here. So thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of times people hear it, and it's like those words that go through one ear and come out the other. They hear it, but they don't listen. They're not listening. And so to have, you know, you as an extraordinary expertise with regards to that, just maybe will just the right volume and your beautiful voice will just harmonize with those that need to hear the message and make the changes in their life to put themselves first. At least, even if it's just for a few minutes, but put yourself first. Okay, exactly. So now I want to ask you, Katrina, with regard to the Unstoppable Woman Summit, what made you decide to say yes to coming together so that us women uniting can be the precursor or the, I want to say, the fire starter for this uniting around the world? What made you say yes to be a speaker and share your wisdom and your nuggets of gold?
Well, one thing is that I do my research. And so I actually went out on your website, and what you are promoting spoke to me, because that is where I am in my walk, in my journey, in, I feel like, my mandate that has been given to me to make a difference in the world, to show women that you can do whatever you want to do, and you can be unstoppable, but you have to, first of all, believe in yourself. And again, that comes with self-esteem. You know, people, you know, years, you know, told me, you know, I was fat, I wasn't cute, I wasn't this, I wasn't that. And then, of course, you know, as well as, you know, Dr. Kenya knows, when people begin to put that stuff on you, you begin to internalize that and you believe
mm-hmm.
that. And sometimes it takes something or someone to say, look, you, even though we all, you know, some of us are believers that are listening, and some of those that are not believers, but we have to know who we are, and we have
right.
to remember that we were created to be unstoppable. We were created to make a difference. We were created to make an impact in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever somebody told you, you got to remember, it could be true, but you know what? You have the opportunity to change that.
I love it. Again, nuggets of gold, right? You have the opportunity. Katrina just said, you guys, you have the opportunity to change wherever you are at right now, and you trying to get or you want to get somewhere. You have the opportunity to change that. And no one has control or power over you but you, which I know is amazing. But, you know, it's not your mama, it's not your grandmama, it's not your husband, it's not your kids, it's not any of anybody external of you. The only person that has the power to change and do the things you want to do, step into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, is you. So thank you for sharing that, Katrina, because, again, I think people need to know that, and particularly us women, because we do step into that role once we become mothers and spouses and business owners and professionals and all of that. We step into the role of everything is our manifest destiny, so to speak, is dependent upon circumstances outside of us. But it's actually, no, it's really dependent upon you and circumstances inside of you that leads you to want to step into your purpose, that leads you to not being afraid to do that, and that leads you to want to connect with other like-minded women that are here to embrace you, to inspire you, to elevate you, to listen to you, to strengthen you. Because when there's a group of people, you become stronger. And the bigger that group becomes, the stronger that group is, and the more strength and the more lives that can be changed as this domino effect across the nation and across the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you for saying yes. Now, I want to go to Dr. Kimya, and I want to ask you the same question, Dr. Kimya. What led you to say yes? Because, you know, you already a powerful lady, and you know, you're an activist, and you all right in the midst of what's going on. You're just well-bred with a wealth of information that so many people need to hear about today. But what made you say yes, particularly because it's a women's event, and I asked, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. So what I do whenever I see women's events is I always want us to expand our understanding of womanhood. And so I'm a staunch black feminist. And so the work that I do when I talk about gender justice, sexuality justice, this is about transgender girls, women, cisgender girls, women, black females, people who are gender non-identifying, And so I want us to understand the full span of all of this. So I wanted to make sure that I reached out, because we're talking to people oftentimes who want justice, but they only want justice for a topic that they personally agree with. And that's not how justice works. We can't talk about inclusion and equity as pertains to race and dismantling white supremacy, but then we have homophobia, transphobia, cisgenderism, and other forms of oppression in our cultures, and pretending that, oh, it's okay for us to harm each other, just white folk can't harm us. So I wanted to just make sure I spoke with an audience. When we're talking about womanhood, we have to challenge traditional religion and traditional patriarchy and all of that stuff that pretends that females, girls, and women only exist because of Eve comes from Adam's rib and reproduction and all those explanations that people try to say that if you're not a nurturer, if you're not a mother, then you don't have a reason to be here. And that's what most people believe around the world regarding girls and women, and especially people of African descent. This idea that our lives mean nothing. Like, you look at the Black Lives Matter movement, despite it being created by queer black women, the original people oftentimes in these protests thought that this is just about the lives of cisgender heterosexual black boys and black men. And it's the recent protests that have highlighted, we're talking about all Black Lives Matter.
So I figured
you were a platform that would be able to send that message, that when we're talking about womanhood, it does not mean that you can be harmful to your own people and harmful to other people for the sake of womanhood. We're talking about inclusion and expanding our understanding of all of this.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you again for saying yes, because I think we need to hear that information. We need to have that wisdom disseminated upon us, because with, as I said, with knowledge is power, which is so true. And the more knowledge we have, the more we can be instrumental in helping to create the change. And I'm talking about, when I say we, I say women, particularly because men are naturally born destroyers and women are naturally born caretakers. It's just a genetic gene that we have. And it doesn't matter if you have
that. There's no such thing as that genetic gene. And part of
I know. Right.
So that's one
but
thing.
But you
about,
know what I'm saying? Just the nurturing part is natural. But here's the thing.
There's no nurturing gene. That's not even in the XY chromosome. So I also want to get rid of those. Are all falsehoods, and we need to stop that, because it's actually detrimental when we're talking about gender equity and resources. Because I don't have a womb, I'm not having children, I'm not nurturing nobody, but my life matters and my contribution
to the
world matters.
Here's the thing: you are nurturing.
No,
You're not doing it in the traditional path of how we think women nurture. You're nurturing by disseminating information that's important for people to know. You're nurturing about helping people to understand.
That's disseminating information, but the word nurturing tends to be resolved for a particular gender identity. So I want people
But you can be any gender and be nurturing.
That's
a stereotypical type of thing. That's not necessarily. I've come across all kinds of people. It doesn't matter what their gender preference is or how they identify themselves or whatever. Everybody has the capacity to be nurturing. Now, here's the thing. The word nurturing may pop up a specific type of connotation in someone's mind because of particular programming. But that doesn't necessarily mean that their nurturing, or the nurturing I'm saying, is leading to children and, you know, that kind of stuff. Nurturing could be just the fact that you're disseminating information that people need to know that will help them to nurture, identify, and step into being fierce, fearless, unstoppable. It could, you know, there's men, there's women, there's all kind of people that have all kind of different qualities that can be nurturing, but not in the traditional context of the word. So I didn't mean to offend you or anything when I said that. I was just saying, with regards to the wisdom that you're disseminating, it is nurturing to society
to be able to hear that information and take it and elevate their lives to doing whatever it is that they're meant to do here. So anyways, ladies, okay, so we're pretty much at the end of our time on the show. And so if you had one last word, one nugget of gold that you would like to share with the listeners, I'm going to say like in 30 seconds or less, go ahead, Dr. Kina, tell us what your nugget of gold would be that you would want the listeners to remember and take away.
So I encourage everyone to get beyond word games, because most people are taught and trained to just talk. And when you actually dissect the words and dissect the meaning and the practical application of what they're saying, a lot of people get offended because they've been accustomed to just running their mouths all their life. So I want everyone to actually reflect, what do words really mean? Beyond the white dictionary definition, what is really the practical application of words? How is it impacting people's lives by using rhetoric and jargon and not understanding what is the outcome of the words that we're using? So that's my take on it.
Okay, and now, Katrina, what about you?
Well, the nugget that I would like to leave for your listeners tonight, especially for the women, I just want every woman to know that you were born with a unique calling on your life. You may not have recognized it. You may not have been taught it, or you may not have seen it, but there is something deep within you that you have an assignment here to make a positive impact in the world. And so that is what I want you to know, that you were created uniquely. Everybody has their own uniqueness. You don't have to try to be like anybody else, but understand and learn who you are and then be the best you that you can be. And that's when you'll have peace in your life.
Love it. Love it. So thank you, ladies, for being guests on the Blissful Living Show and helping our listeners to really understand what being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable is all about, no matter where you are, what you're doing in your life, and the importance of taking time out for yourself just to nurture and nourish yourself by just helping yourself to detach from the everyday stresses and demand upon your life and just spending a little time to balance and ground yourself so that you can be that person that you need to be for those that you love and care about. So thank you so much. And I want to thank Blissful Living for You at blissfullivingforyou.com, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. Now, I did mention before in the beginning of the show with regards to information about the Unstoppable Woman Summit. And so, again, you can find out how to become a participant or a regular attendee in the virtual Unstoppable Woman Summit by going to blissfullivingthenumber4theletteru.com. You can also go to unstoppable-women-summit.com and find out more information about the summit as well. And some of the proceeds from this particular summit will go towards helping our women veterans who are pretty much invisible in our society, and they have a lot of difficulty transitioning from military life to civilian life. So part of the proceeds from the events will go towards the Women's Veterans Alliance supporting our women vets transition out of the military. And I guess I just want to thank you, listeners. I appreciate your time, and please share the show with everyone you love and care about. We have some good dialogue here with regards to being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And the motivation behind this is when we unite in this big, big, huge balloon bouquet. As the balloon bouquet rises, the balloon at the top, all balloons rise, and together we can be that powerful force to begin to unite, rise, elevate above all this madness and nonsense, and begin to step in and changing the world to make it a better place. So thank you to all of you listeners, and please share the show with everyone you know and love and care about. And again, thank you, speakers, Dr. Kenya, as well as Dr. Katrina. I think you're going to have to go to school.
We'll You've motivated me.
Wow,
you have to let me know, girl, when you get your doctorate. I'm like, yep, it was implanted here on the Blissful Living Show back in 2020. But anyways, thank you, ladies, so much. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And
You're very welcome.
And to all the listeners, again, I just want to say thank you. And I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Go out and have a fabulous day. Take good care. Stay healthy, safe, and well, and goodbye.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.